Many young people in Ireland are facing one of two extremes. Either they grow up having an overinflated view of themselves, or a feeling of very little, if any, self-worth. And neither one is healthy for themselves, their families, nor the community at large. Here's Heather Walsh of family.ie.
Well, see, you can give a child a message very easy that says, if you're a good little girl and you do what I say, mommy loves you. You know, and that's very, very easy. You wouldn't even set out to do it. It just can happen so easily. That little girl, when she's disobedient or naughty or cranky or upset or does something, still needs to know that mommy really still loves her. Even though mommy has to discipline or whatever, it's so important that we give that message that it's the child is loved and the behaviour is not liked.
And you're very welcome to today's edition of family.ie. I'm Vincent Hughes. Today, Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and myself begin a new five-part series titled Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down, based on the book of the same name by Dr. Kevin Lehman. Much has been said about the importance of a healthy view of self, but unfortunately, often the very things parents and caretakers do to develop self-esteem in their children actually does just the opposite. If you've been dealing with how to give kids that balanced view of themselves, neither having a big ego nor a feeling that they are worthless, we think these programs can help. Stephen, why don't you give us a general overview of what we can expect through each part of our series?
The first one looks at the whole issue of self-image and why that's important and how we can develop a good self-image and a sense of self-worth in our children. The second part is talking about, okay, they may not be perfect, but you can raise your children to be great people and to be awesome, as is the way he puts it. And in the third part, he says what to do when reality discipline, which is a way he says we should handle our kids to give them safe boundaries and train them up in the way they should go, when that runs into reality. And he looks at three age groups, you know, the under 5-year-olds, the 5 to 12s or 6 to 12s, and then teenagers. And we'll deal with each of those age groups in a separate program. So over the course of these programs that we're looking at, we're going to help listeners to understand the importance of good self-image for children and how we can raise children who are not perfect, but they can be great.
Dr. Lehman describes a healthy self-image. He says it means your kids are responsible and capable, confident but not cocky, sensitive to the needs of other people but not doormats, always trying to do their best but never getting hung up on perfectionism. Now, it seems almost impossible to reach such wonderful parenting that we might turn out children like that. I hope that we'll get somewhere towards it. Maybe I'll just begin with three very simple. I love my ABCs. I've got lots of ABCs. So back to the ABCs. These are Dr. Lehman's ABCs. The ABCs of self-worth. The A's, acceptance and affirmation. Very important. Very, very important for children to feel accepted and affirmed. Children that do feel accepted and affirmed give themselves messages that say, like, I'm lovable, God loves me. And they have a sense of being valued by the people who really matter in their lives. And particularly in young children, this would be primarily the parents. And they're more likely to develop a good image, a good self-image, if they feel that other people, the people that matter, think they're great. So that's, you know, be your child's biggest cheerleader is probably the message. Belonging is the B. Very, very important. It's one of the earliest building blocks in anybody's self-image, is this sense of belonging. And those of you who are into the psychology will remember Maslow's tower of
hierarchy of needs.
Thank you, Stephen. And the sense of belonging is one of the very early parts on that, you know, where we all need a place to belong. We all need to feel we matter. And again, when a child belongs, he's given himself messages that say, I'm worth something. I matter. I fit in somewhere. Very much, very soon, children will realize there's lots of places where they won't fit in, particularly our children as we raise them to be godly children. It's very hard for them at times to fit into this challenging world. So they need to really feel they fit in and they belong somewhere from the earliest days.
And that becomes all the more important as they get older, because the sense of belonging and, you know, we belong to, you know, I belong to the Cardys or I belong to the Walters or whoever I belong to. That sense of having a sense of worth and value within their own family is very important, because that gets tested, as we'll talk about during the course of these programs, that really gets tested when they get out into the mainstream, particularly in the secondary school years. And, you know, there's a whole lot of churning going on in their lives and so on. So that sense of belonging is very important to them.
Well, it's all to do with security and that feeling of security that children have to have.
It absolutely is. So we have acceptance and affirmation, belonging, and the C, before we get lost on our ABCs, is competence. Children with a good self-image are capable, and the message they give themselves is, I can do it. And I remember a very clear time when I realised that my son was developing a reasonably good self-image when he was a very little boy, and he was with his nanny doing some painting or artwork or something, and nobody knew this. He was just on his own, finishing off whatever he was finishing off, and quietly he was heard to say at the end of it, "How clever am I?" Just to himself. And it was such a lot. We've often joked about it since. But it's a lovely thing to hear a child able to appreciate that they've done something good and mm-hmm. that they're special and they matter. Yeah. So competence is really important. All kids can do things. All children can achieve. Some children achieve differently to others. Parents are the people who can first begin to instill that message that says, you're a great child and you matter and you can do things.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about parents is that they have a unique insight into their own children. They understand them, they get it about who this person is, much more so than anybody else does in their world. And a parent's view of their own children and their positive attitude towards their own children has profound implications for how the child sees themselves, be it in stamp collecting or chess, or it might be on the football pitch. So if a parent identifies giftings or skills in a child and nurtures that and compliments them and applauds their success, the child begins to believe in themselves. They're not plumossing them. They know this is real. They actually did well in the match, or they played the instrument well, or they did a beautiful painting or whatever it may be.
That's a really important point, Stephen, because it's not any good to just always say to your kids, you did great, if they didn't. And if they didn't study and therefore didn't pass the exams, no point in saying, oh, well, you did great. It's okay. Yeah. It's not okay.
Yeah.
So that's what Stephen, I think that's what you're getting at, Stephen. You have to be real and really be honest with your children.
Well, I think we have to give kids a bit more credit for being, clever.
They're smart.
They absolutely.
Very smart.
And they'll know if we're trying to pull the wool over their
eyes.
Totally.
And they'll quickly understand that mommy's praise or daddy's praise actually isn't valuable because they're not really getting the whole thing.
Those are good words, Heather, and I'm not just saying that. It's no secret we live in a very negative world, and it's important to praise our kids. But when we come back, Stephen, I'd like us to think about this. Does too much praise spoil the child? We need to take a quick break now, though, so I'll let you have a quick think about how to answer that one. If you just tuned in, this is family.ie, by the way, and our series is based on one of the many books by Dr. Kevin Lehman, and you can find many of his resources on our website, family.ie. That's www.family.ie. Welcome once again to family.ie as we continue our discussion on bringing up kids without tearing them down. Before the break, Stephen and Heather, we talked about the need to praise children for their accomplishments and efforts and to be realistic about it. But does too much praise spoil the child?
Praise is good, but encouragement for children in terms of where they are competent and doing well is really what's most important, because we can praise them, as you've said, in a way that they sort of think, is this real? You know, if it's genuine and they accept that, that's great. It'll build their sense of self-worth and, it'll build their self-image. So they'll feel they're worthy of something. They're valuable. They're valued by their parents as somebody who's very important to them. So praise is important, but encouragement is all the more important.
It's really down to, when you praise your child, make sure it's warranted.
It has to be warranted, absolutely. Yeah, if he scored no goals, there's no point in saying you were the best guy on the pitch there. Yeah. Brilliant. If his job was to score goals and he didn't score any, you can say, you played a really good game.
Yeah. You know what that brings to
That's
mind?
That's different.
There's an advertisement currently running on TV at the moment of a woman standing at the sideline, and she's shouting for joy. Her Johnny's doing wonderfully well. She's standing next to some other parents who are cheering on the team as well. But as it turns out, her Johnny, I think, is dressed up as a chicken standing on the sideline. And he's just the mascot. But, you know, nonetheless, it's very, very important.
But maybe he's doing his mascot duty
absolutely.
Very well.
If he's clucking very well, he deserves praise just like anybody else.
Yeah. That's exactly it. But there's no point in telling him he was the best kid playing on the match, because he wasn't in the match, you know. Yeah. And he knows that.
Okay.
On the other side, Vincent, if we don't develop a good self-image in our children by criticizing them or not encouraging them, not nurturing them, not building them up and giving them a good sense of their worth, then that leads to trouble, because a child who's not got a good self-image will become a troubled child and a difficult child. And that causes, you know, many challenges, both for the child as they grow up and also for the parent as they try and parent that child. This won't come easily. We've got to make a real effort. It's a work that needs to be done. The job of parenting is probably the most valuable job we'll ever have to do. It's a job that's worth doing and worth investing effort in, because the outcome for the children is fantastic if the parents are proactively engaged with their children in the development of their children's lives. And because the parents understand their kids and know where their talents and abilities are better than anybody else does, if they're nurturing them and helping them in that way, that's really valuable. And if they neglect them or criticize them or punish them or whatever it may be, then that is detrimental to the development of a good sense in the child of their own worth and their own self-image.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's a bit of a labour of love, but at the same time, is it not something that should come natural to parents to praise and encourage their children?
It depends a bit on the manner and the nature of the parenting style. And the parenting style of the parent, if they've been parented in a certain way, particularly say they're perfectionistic, nothing's ever good enough and so on. So it may not come naturally to a parent to praise their children. If they've not themselves been praised and the subject of praise by their parents or somebody else who's been important in their lives, they won't find it easy.
Yeah.
But we've always said parenting is not for wimps. This is not about just taking the easy option, bringing children into the world and hoping they'll grow up somehow. That's not what it's about. We had a phrase we used before, Stephen. What was it called? Intentional parenting.
Yes.
And I love that. You need to be an intentional parent. Mm. And if you're listening to this programme, that's great. You obviously are an intentional parent because you want to learn more.
Dr. Lehman mentions five things that we can do on a daily basis. So we do each of them as part of our daily work as a parent. Firstly, don't take misbehaviour by your child personally.
Don't take their misbehaviour personally?
That's really important. Every parent feels at times that the kids are just getting at them. They're just really pressing. You've heard people talk about pressing your buttons and doing all that. Mm-hmm. It's not really that personal, although I know I could be accused of taking it personally too. I've been parenting for 29 years, and so I've probably tried most things. But really, what, you know, when kids misbehave, you don't have to feel that they're doing it to get you or they're acting badly about you. It's really nothing to do about you. It's about them. They misbehave at some stage. All children misbehave at some stage. There's no perfect children out there. If you have one of the perfect children, hang on to them. There's no more around. And all parents at times struggle with feelings of inadequacy and worthlessness. So, I mean, we're making light here. But if you're sitting at home and thinking, well, actually, I really can't get a handle on this. You're in good company. Lots of us. We've all felt like that at some stage. There'll always be a child that will challenge and that will be difficult to manage at some stage. There's no perfect parents either, so that's great. You can join us if you're feeling like that, because we're not perfect either, are we, Stephen?
No.
No, I'm glad to hear that. And when your children act less than perfectly, remember, they're just growing up. They're just being children and they're struggling with their own little issues. They might be looking for a bit of attention or they might want to assert themselves a little bit in your home. So they're just being children. They're just growing up. Don't panic and don't take it too personally.
Kids love the attention of their parents and very often they will behave in a way to get our attention. If they don't get it positively, they may misbehave in order to get our attention, so they get it negatively. But one way or the other, they want our attention.
And what about just a plain bold child?
Well, you know, children will misbehave. Parents themselves will also misbehave at times. Mm. So when a child misbehaves, it's very important, as we say, towards the end of this conversation, that we learn to respond rather than react, because a reaction is an emotional response. Mm. While if we've set out criteria and we're responsible parents and we have an agreed basis on which we'll engage together as a team in our family, together on issues, and we know that what the rules are, if you like, and we're working together to those criteria and to those rules, well, then when there are breaches, if you like, we understand how we'll get the thing back on track. So if kids are misbehaving, there's an agreed way in which we'll deal with that.
Some people would say there's no such thing as bold children. I know it doesn't look like that often, but all children can be helped.
Well, the other thing is that nobody, I mean, we all know this and it's true of us. Children are not trained to be selfish. It comes naturally. We don't need to train our children, you know, to be selfish or think of themselves or think about me, me, me. You know, I want, you know, Rob Parsons tells the joke of the 2-year-old, you know, if I saw it first, it's mine. If I had it, it's mine. if it's broken, it's yours.
And what's yours is mine, and what's mine's my own.
Yes.
Oh, so, yes.
You know, basically, I mean, we by nature are selfish. The job of parenting is to draw out from our children the best that they can be by building on their talents and their giftings and so on,
right,
while at the same time redirecting them when they're misbehaving, mm-hmm, and to get them on track in ways that will be good for them in the longer term.
Get them back on track indeed. Easier said than done in those times when the whole train seems to have derailed. This is family.ie. Time for our final break now, but when we continue, we'll talk about another bit of advice that isn't always easy. Love your kids, no matter what. We'd love to hear your questions, comments and thoughts on the matter, by the way, so feel free to email us anytime. info@family.ie. That's info@family.ie. You're listening to family.ie, and this is episode one of our series, Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down. So far, Heather and Stephen, we've touched on the fact that it's our responsibility as parents and caregivers to instill in kids a healthy self-image. We also realise that a kid's natural bent is to be selfish, though. So while we need to see to it that kids don't get to do whatever they want, we do need to love them, no matter what.
And that's really hard. There's times when that can be really difficult, because the last thing in the world you want to do is reach out sometimes when children have driven you up the walls.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we have to look to the Lord to help us with this. He is the one who loves us no matter what. There really is nobody else who loves us no matter what, and always has loved us. In spite of all our waywardness and all the bad things we've all done, God loves us unconditionally. And it's foundational in building a healthy self-image that you are loved unconditionally somewhere. And a lot of adults who have great difficulties in their lives will trace it back to that feeling of never really being loved just for themselves, but only for the way they did something or the value they were to something or whatever, not for themselves as a person. So we don't need to develop that in children. We need to develop exactly the opposite. We need them to understand that just because they are, we love them.
Okay, it's very interesting that you should use that phrase, unconditional love. It's normally a phrase that we more attribute to, I think, adult and older people's love. Hard to imagine that it pertains to children as well.
Well, see, you can give a child a message very easily that says, if you're a good little girl and you do what I say, mommy loves you.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very, very easy. You wouldn't even set out to do it. It just can happen so easily. That little girl, when she's disobedient or naughty or cranky or upset or does something, still needs to know that mommy really still loves her. Even though mommy has to discipline or whatever, it's so important that we give that message that it's the child is loved and the behaviour is not liked. And that's how you can kind of work it through. Now, it sounds real easy when I say it like that, but, you know, parenting is not for wimps. It's not that easy. We have to work it out. And I have to ask the Lord frequently when I was parenting, I would have to ask the Lord for grace just to really calm down over whatever, which is now irrelevant situation, but at the time seems terribly important,
yes,
is. And just, you know, a hug and a love and say, let's talk about this.
Yes.
We'll go a lot further than ranting and raving all around the house for all day.
So parenting is not for wimps. Heather, that's a great phrase. we definitely have to get the badges done for that one.
Parenting is not for wimps. We need bumper stickers.
Did I hear somebody use the phrase, parents don't own their kids?
Yes. Remember that we have our kids almost like on loan from the Lord for the years that they're at home. They're in our care. They'll be with us maybe for 18 years or perhaps even longer if they stay at home. But we don't own them. They're not our possession. You know, we speak of them as my children. And, you know, I speak of my children with a great sense of ownership, if you like,
yes,
of them. But recognizing that a time is coming that these will go out into the world. I want them to be ready when they leave home to be able to stand on their own two feet, to make a great life for themselves, to believe in themselves because I believed in them and because they have picked that up from me and they understand where their talents and gifts are and they're going out in the world to prove it.
A neighbour of mine spoke to me a while ago. It would have been a neighbour of my mother's, in fact, at the same time. And she said to me that she had one time had a conversation with my mother and Mom told her that in parenting, her aim had always been to bring up her girls, there were just two of us, to be better people than she felt she'd been in the world. And I just thought, what a noble aspiration to want to bring up children to be better people than you think you are yourself, a better person, whichever way. And I was really touched by that because as I reflected on my mother's life, I could see how she sacrificed so much to give me chances she'd never had and put herself out so that I would have the benefit of whatever needed to be done. And that really is what parents need to do. Now, I don't mean be doormats and have the children walk all over you. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just be willing to really work at being the best parent you can be.
You know, just as you speak there about your mother, I've got a flash image of my own mother in this situation as well. My parents, of course, were raised during the war. And indeed, the rationing and the hard times that followed in Ireland in the post-war years. And I've often heard my mother saying, you know, that, she wants to give us all the things that she never had. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's a great aspiration to have.
It is. And we have great writings and we have great teachers around these days that previous generations didn't really have. We need to really use those.
Stephen, you're going to say something, were you?
Well, I was just going to go on to the fifth point. She says the tail doesn't wag the dog.
And I was just going to say that's one we definitely need to do the do the car bumper sticker for.
The tail doesn't wag.
Well, I suppose the point that is this, is that the family is a system. You know, it's a teamwork. It's a team game that takes a lifetime to deliver. And there needs to be order in the family. And what we don't want and what doesn't work and it sure doesn't build self-esteem in our children is if parents let the children take charge of the family home and be, you know, the domineering influence and so on. And that means there needs to be discipline as well as fun and so on.
If you put it in sporting terms, it's kind of like the parent is the coach and the children are the players. And if they don't all work together, it's mayhem.
If we allow children to grow up in an environment where reality plays a part, so they're allowed to fail because that's reality. They're allowed to make mistakes because that's reality. And we're not trying to create a picture-perfect world where they never fail and they don't make mistakes, etc. And also that they understand that teamwork is part of family life. Those two ingredients are very powerful within a family. And we're going to address those in more detail as we go through these series of programmes, because raising families is real hard work. But it's the most rewarding work that we'll ever be engaged in. And it produces great outcomes. And for children who grow up in a family that's secure and safe and so on, they end up having a great sense of self-worth.
You've been listening to Family.ie with Stephen Cardy and Heather Walsh. I'm Vincent Hughes, and that's only the first of our five-part series based on the book by Dr. Kevin Lehman called Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down, How to Raise Confident, Successful Children. Kevin Lehman is an internationally known author and speaker, and you'll find many of his books and resources on our website, family.ie. So we hope you'll join us next time, especially if you've ever found yourself thinking, Jenny Mac, I sounded just like my mum or dad.
I know I've done it. And the reality, I suppose, is that along with all the other things we learned as we were growing up, we learned what it is to be parented. Whether you were parented well or not well or whatever, you still learned a style of parenting. And until you become a parent, you don't really realise that you've kind of, what's the word, imbibed that, I suppose, from your parents. And yet we find ourselves sometimes doing just that.
Our discussion should be an interesting one as well, subtitled, Oh No, I Told Myself I Would Never Do That to My Kids. Until then, slán agus beannacht libh go léir. Thank you for listening to family.ie.